an exhibit of works by the late abstract impressionist painter Helen Frankenthaler, is in its final days at the New Britain Museum of American Art. Later today, a Hartford-based dance ensemble will perform a new work inspired by Frankenthaler and the exhibit. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman went out to New Britain recently to watch the preparations.
She comes out of that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here are you? I can see.
It's a surreal scene outside on the grounds of the New Britain Museum of American Art. A half dozen or so dancers from the Judy Dworin Performance Project are going through their warm-ups as giant snowflakes swirl around them on this chilly April morning. Practicing in the snow is just another chapter to this story, a project that started before the lockdown when founder Judy Dworin was asked about the possibility of creating a small work to accompany the Frankenthaler exhibit.
I started to dive into her work, and as I became immersed in it, I became so totally inspired by it. And it felt to me like it wasn't going to be a small piece, it was actually going to be a full evening piece. And we embarked on our first rehearsal just about a week before we had to go shelter at home. And so that marked the beginning of an amazing process that has involved enormous pivoting.
Dworin explains that her ensemble works very collaboratively. Everyone brings ideas to the table. So with everyone staying at home, they turn to Zoom to make this dance come together. Alexa Melanopoulos-Fleury is a member of the Judy Dworin Performance Project. She says Zoom allowed her to literally immerse herself in the art of Helen Frankenthaler.
So what I would do is I would take a photo of the painting to create a digital backdrop, and I would get inside the painting, which was really fun and interesting. Because, you know, you always go to a museum, and for me, I always want to jump inside the painting. I want to touch it. I want to feel it. So it was really great to have that digital aspect to kind of be able to do something I've wanted to do since I was a kid.
And it's easy to get immersed in the work of the late Frankenthaler. Although she was inspired by her contemporaries Jackson Pollock and Willem de Kooning, Frankenthaler forged her own path in the art world, according to Lisa Williams, associate curator of the New Britain Museum of American Art.
Rather than priming her canvas or covering it with gesso to protect the canvas surface, she leaves it unprimed, so that when she pours her paint, it is actually soaking the canvas. It stains the canvas. And so she's able to achieve these incredibly translucent, transparent colors, organic forms, and she pushes the color in very sort of spontaneous ways.
Dworin and her ensemble found plenty of inspiration from Frankenthaler, not only in her colorful paintings, but in the way she painted them.
I think that when one looks at photographs of Helen painting and also film of her painting, it is an extremely physical act. Her, for many, many years, she was painting on the floor with huge canvases. That physicality became very evident and clear in the way that we approached the work.
We all really loved how she worked with the canvases on the floor and with throwing the paint. And we were able to see a lot of pictures of Helen in the midst of painting, which is also included in some of our group phrase work. So you'll see some phrases where we're actually mimicking Helen painting.
Like so many of the stories we've heard during COVID, there were a lot of blessings in disguise. Judy Dworin says being forced to work through Zoom with her dancers shaped the structure of the piece and also helped the dancers keep that sense of camaraderie with each other. Dworin says delving into the work of Helen Frankenthaler was the perfect COVID project.
Her work provided for all of us a sense of color and hopefulness in a very dark time. And I think that there has been something extraordinarily healing in this process, not only for the company itself, but for people that have come to our open rehearsals on Zoom. People have remarked time and again about the idea of light in the dark, and this work providing something that's very positive and healing.
Color Fields Outdoors is the name of the dance piece inspired by Helen Frankenthaler. It will be performed by the Judy Dworin Performance Project on the grounds of the New Britain Museum of American Art Thursday morning at 10:30 and later that evening at 6:30. The exhibit Helen Frankenthaler Late Works 1990 to 2003 will be on view at the museum through May 23rd. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.